you had them right probably where you were okay with, three-point deficit at the half, and then, man, they just came out like a house of fire, and you guys couldn't find one, and before you knew it, it got out of hand.
Yeah, you know, obviously disappointed how we played in the second half. Thought our guys, you know, really handled it well in the first half. I mean, you know, they're you know, an elite program for a reason, and, you know, they picked up their defense in the second half, which you knew that they would. I don't think we responded very well to that, and you know, we probably missed some shots at the rim, I thought, early in the first half, and then, yeah, I'm sorry, in the second half, and then, boy, they went on that run, and we just could not, you know, find a way to stem the tide, and thought they just kind of broke our spirit, which, you know, you don't want to see happen, and, you know, unfortunately, Purdue, we're not the only team and the last team that they're gonna do that to, and so, you know, disappointed, but, you know, we've got to learn from it, and we've got to move on quickly. I can guarantee people that we won't be the last team to take it on the chin in Mackey this year.
Yeah, Coach, and you talked about, I mean, it really doesn't get any tougher than this, Purdue, at, you know, in Mackey Arena. However, how do you, you know, break it down, explain your team? I was talking up here to Grimm about it, about the difference in the scouting in the Big Ten, where there's two or three guys on K. Tyson. You know, they know what plays you're running, and the guys to be prepared for that.
I think, first of all, it's kind of accepting the fact that it's difficult to get great shots, right? You know, in conference play, when teams scout you and they try to take you away, and you have to keep kind of making adjustments. I think, you know, the one thing from a coaching perspective that, you know, we could do better too is they put you in some really difficult situations. You know, we were trying to take away some of the high lows, you know, in the middle of the floor, which they're so good at. I thought we took that away. You know, we didn't guard very well in the post. They're just so big. We wore down two guys, you know, in the interior a little bit. But I thought some of our coverage, and we call them blast actions, they would call them zoom, and some of the ball screen stuff, you know, we probably needed to mix it up and be a little bit more aggressive at times where we were, but they just really put our bigs in a difficult situation. So, you know, if we had a chance to play them again, we'd probably have to mix it up. But you're right. I mean, it's difficult to score. Teams are going to get you. But I'll say this. I thought even in the first half and whatever, we had some pretty good three-point looks that didn't go down.
Yeah, we talked about,
you know, we had a lot of those throughout the game. And, you know, you just can't, you know, to have an opportunity to maybe pull something off in an environment like this, we got to do everything well, but we've got to make some more shots too. But that's not the thing. Sometimes those things happen. You know, they kind of broke our spirit a little bit, wore us down, you know, with their size in the interior, and, you know, we got what we got.
And what is now, Coach, when you mentioned, you know, maybe the spirit got broken there with this crowd and with everything else going and them hitting everything for a minute, what's a message to the team post-game now in regard to getting that spirit back? Because certainly you want your guys to keep fighting.
I think it's 100%, and they will. Again, I think you got to kind of take it for what it is. There's things that you have to, like we do with every game, win or lose, that we'll learn from it. Certain things we can do better, we'll learn and grow. But then, guys, like, win or lose, if you're playing in this league, you got to flush it, man. I mean, you can't let this turn into another. You got to keep improving. Again, we won't be the last team to take it on the chin here and Mackey this year, and you've got to find a way to move past it here after we watch the film and get ready to get better and play on Sunday. I mean, I think that's the key to survival here in a league like this.
Yeah, and so what does that look like for you? Because you're right, you know, you guys are shorthanded, but you came out of it 1-1 early on in the Big Ten season. You kind of put the Big Ten on notice by upsetting Indiana, so nobody's taking you guys lightly. How do you just kind of break it down to them so to get back healthy, to get back at 9?
Yeah, you know, we don't play again until Sunday. We'll take tomorrow off. We'll get back, you know, Friday, Saturday, and get ready for Sunday. Again, I think I'm a process guy. You know, we've got to keep getting better. You know, yes, we're a little bit shorthanded, but nobody cares. You know what I mean? You got to go out and you got to find a way to maximize, you know, what you have, and that's what we'll do. You know, I thought the guys came ready to play here tonight, but boy, you've got to play at a really high level for long periods of time to give yourself a chance, and we just weren't up to the task against a team like Purdue at their place here tonight.
Yeah, and then you got some foul trouble, and obviously you mentioned their size. They're 7 foot. They're 6'11". Trey Kaufman Wren, who's athletic, is 6'9", and, you know, 11 rebounds a night, and you know, they got you by 23 on the boards tonight. Some of that might have just been circumstance, but is there anything anything on that that concerns you?
You know, yeah. I mean, watch the film. Of course, it concerns you. I thought in the first half we did a pretty good job, you know, but I thought they wore us down too, guys. I mean, we're pretty, you know, small and thin down there, and you're in foul trouble, right? So it's like when you're really trying to engage those guys down there, it makes it pretty difficult, right? You really don't have anyone to go to necessarily off the bench. And, you know, maybe we could have double teamed, you know, a little bit in the post in the second half, but, you know, they really stretch you out with their spacing. I mean, guys, there's number one offense in the country for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what they do. But of course, the rebounding is, we've been actually, you know, a pretty solid rebounding team all year. We're actually, you know, a little bit undersized now with some of the guys out, but we've just got to learn from it, and we got to get better. And, you know, they're good at what they do.